Track 9. Brian Gall back at the sports desk. Quite a lot of local triumphs and disasters to cover this week, so let's get started. Triumph number one undoubtedly this week was Glasboys' third round FA Cup qualifying round victory, made all the sweeter in that their opponents were both local, Kidderminster Harriers, and from a higher league. Starbridge Football Club have a strong tradition in cup soccer, and they lived up to that billing at the Memorial Ground on Saturday. But it must have been a nervy afternoon for the home fans, with initial gloom turning to hope, and then finally to glorious victory. Kidderminster started the stronger and held a 1-0 advantage at half-time. Glasboys had hardly figured up to then, and they fell further behind early in the second half when Harriers were awarded a penalty. At that stage, all hope seemed to have been extinguished, but from nowhere there was a complete transformation in the final half-hour. A cross by Luke Benbow, Glasboys' talisman and restored to the side after injury, was tapped into the visitors' net by Anderson on the hour mark, and that began the revival. All the traffic began to head towards the Harriers' goal, and the match was levelled 10 minutes later. Anderson again the scorer, this time with a shot from distance that somehow evaded the visiting goalkeeper. Kidderminster wilted. A handball in the penalty area gave Starbridge a glimpse of victory, and Ford made no mistake with the spot kick. They still had 10 minutes of normal time and a further 4 of injury time to withstand, but by the latter stages, Harrier's bolt had been well and truly shot and a home victory assured. Starbridge's almost magical existence in cup competition holds sway again. Their reward in the fourth round will be a trip to the winner of a replay between Cleethorpes and Guiseley, who drew their match last Saturday. And the same was true last midweek. Glasboys had travelled to Evesham United last Wednesday for a first-round match in the Southern League Cup. Little did they know when they won that match by 3-2 that in a further 3 days' time they were to triumph by the same score against Kiddie. Starbridge had held back several of their first-team regulars for this match in the light of Saturday's FA Cup tie, but the replacement squad were up for this match with a vengeance, although according to reports their hosts were guilty of squandering several good goal-scoring chances. In an end-to-end cup tie, Glasboys just held on to make it through to the second round. I'd like to be able to bring the same upbeat report on Starbridge Rugby's visit on Saturday to Hull Ionians, but unfortunately that did not end well. The match had started promisingly from Starbridge's perspective. Powerful scrimmaging caused the home side considerable difficulty and enabled the visitors to barrel over for 2 converted tries early in the match. Howell gradually got the measure of Starbridge's powerful pack, and as the half wore on, exerted pressure of their own, which led to 3 scores before the interval, at which point Hull led by 19 points to 14. The second half was much of a repeat of the first, 2 packs of forwards seeking domination, and although Starbridge did achieve plenty of possession, they were largely unable to profit from it, apart from 1 try by hooker Jack Lee, who is the club's top try scorer this season. Hull appeared better able to take advantage of their possession of the ball, scored 2 more tries plus a penalty kick, and ran out fairly comfortable winners by 34 points to 21. That's 3 wins and 3 losses so far this season, and 10th place in the 16-team National League 2 North for Starbridge. This Saturday, long-term friendly rivals Wharfdale are due to visit Stourton Park. In the Midlands 1 West League, that's 2 rungs below Starbridge's division, the Starbridge Lions lost at home on Saturday against local rivals Hales Owen by 26 points to 19, close enough to secure them a losing bonus point. Their league record so far this season is exactly the same as the Starbridge Senior Club, 1-3 and lost 3, and they're in mid-table. A few places higher are another local side, Dudley Kings Winford, who've won 4 of their last 5 matches and are 4th in the divisional league table. The new owners of the Premier League club Worcester Warriors must think they've landed in clover. Within a few days of announcing their takeover of the club, the team thrashed Bristol by 51 points to 7 on Saturday, their biggest ever win in the top league, and only their second so far this season. Bristol were 7 points to the good in the first few minutes, but it was all one-way traffic in the opposite direction after that, as the home side landed 7 tries. Coming back to soccer for a minute, Wolves are making quite a splash on their return to the Premier League this season. There's a Portuguese flavour to the team this season. Their manager and a number of players are from that country, but they've gelled brilliantly so far, and they enjoyed a 1-0 away win at Crystal Palace last weekend to hoist themselves to 6th place in the league table. In the Championship, Birmingham City achieved their first home win of the season, 3-1 against Rotherham, and have eased themselves a fraction further away from the relegation zone, but managerless Villa lost 2-1 at Millwall. News of the replacement manager to take over from Steve Bruce is expected daily. It may be October, but the tennis season is still in full swing in China. I was hoping that Britain's number one, Kyle Edmund, was going to make it into his first ever ATP Tour final in Beijing last week, but unfortunately he fell at the semi-final stage, losing against the Georgian player Basilashvili, who's been very much a new name and a rising star during the last few months. Despite this defeat, Kyle has risen to 14th place in the overall world rankings, his highest ever position. But definitely in the box seat, and ever more likely to be world number one again this year, is Formula One maestro Lewis Hamilton, following last weekend's victory in the Japanese Grand Prix at the Suzuka circuit. His win there, followed by his faithful number two, Valtteri Bottas, currently gives Hamilton a 67-point lead at the top of this year's Drivers' Championship, with just four races left until the end of the season. It must have given him great satisfaction on Sunday, not only to take the chequered flag himself, but to see his rival, the Mercedes driver Sebastian Vettel, trail in only sixth place. Vettel had been in a race collision with another car early on, and although able to continue, that incident had put him well down the field, and he was never able to recover. Another win for Hamilton in the US Grand Prix, which is next on the calendar, could assure him the 2018 title, depending on how far up or down the field Vettel finishes. From the world's fastest sport to one of the slowest, walking football. Our local team, the Hartshill Strollers, were in a cup final last week. Unfortunately, the Strollers' over 65 team lost in the final of the national trophy competition by 1-0 against Clevedon, meaning that none of the Strollers' various age groups have won a national title this year. Disappointing. But I hear one or two of their players are looking forward to an easier life next year. They're moving on to the over-70s squad. On that basis, I should be long retired, but I expect I shall be able to crawl back into the studio here next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall at the Sports Desk.